Chapter 9 Critter Comforts. That night, Applejack curled up in bed with her mom's book.
Howdy, Journal. I know I shouldn't care so much about winning the award and such, but I do. It would mean so much for the Apple family. I just want to do them proud. And I want that plot of land, something fierce.
Too bad today didn't go much better than yesterday. Rainbow Dash always has to make such a big show of everything.
Even when she's on my turf, and supposed to be helping me, she acts like she's the biggest toad in the puddle. She was flying all over the place, shaking the leaves off the trees. Then when I asked her to stop and help me buck, she did the job so fast she missed half the apples. It just really chaps my leathers. First, Pinky was too slow. And now, Rainbow Dash was too fast. Can't any of my friends get it right? Honestly.
P.S. Don't even get me started on Big Mac. I found out he chose yesterday of all days to give Apple Bloom a bucking lesson. They bucked a total of 10 trees. The whole day. Why am I the only pony around here who knows what hard work is?
Outside her bedroom window, the morning sun was just beginning to peep over the horizon. A rooster began to crow, and Applejack knew it was time to get up and get going. There were only a few days left to make sure things were perfect before Blue Ribbon arrived. Applejack yawned and closed the leather journal that still lay open on her bed.
"Up and at 'em, Winona," she said as she roused the sleepy pup from her wicker basket in the corner.
Winona stood up and stretched her front legs by leaning back on her hind ones.
"Let's see if we can make today any better than the last two."
Winona barked and wagged her tail in response. At least the dog listened to Applejack. After a quick breakfast of warm oats and Zap apple jam, Applejack was ready to go. She trotted outside and saw that Fluttershy and Rarity were already waiting for her.
Woo-wee! She had a good feeling about these two ponies.
Howdy, girls!
Hello, darling, Rarity said. How's the farm overhaul going?
Well, you've already done most of the hard labor, I presume?
She looked hopeful. Applejack didn't want to tell them how awful it had been going. It would just start the day off on a bad hoof.
We made a good start, but we still got a ways to go.
Oh, pooey. Rarity jutted her bottom lip out. I didn't dress for hard labor.
She smoothed down the fabric on the fancy getup she was wearing. Applejack thought it was impractical that Rarity had put on her best bib and tucker for a day of farm work.
Good morning, Applejack, Fluttershy said. Winona, you're looking well.
The dog barked happily. Winona, like all animals, loved Fluttershy. She ran over and nuzzled against the yellow pony's legs. Fluttershy petted her and cooed.
You're a good little puppy, Whoppy. Yes, you are. Who's the best farm dog in Ponyville? It's you.
All right, you two, Applejack said, unceremoniously interrupting Fluttershy's puppy time. Listen up. Now, I won't be able to keep as close of an eye on ya as Pinky and Rainbow because I've got to finish bucking and take an inventory of the North Field. There was a bit of a hitch in the schedule.
Applejack considered her words carefully. She didn't want to say anything too bad about her friends and how much of a disappointment they'd been. Those thoughts could go safely in the diary, and no pony ever had to hear them. No point in ruffling any wing feathers over it.
Please, Mr. Squirrel, begged Fluttershy in her tiny voice. Please come out of that tree for Applejack, just for a little bit. She said that she'd be delighted to have you back home in a few days, but...
The squirrel chirped defiantly and hugged the tree branch even tighter. Fluttershy frowned.
Oh, well, all right, then. I guess if you don't really want to go, you don't have to.
Fluttershy trotted over to the next tree.
Hello, critters. If there are any of you in there, would you please consider maybe coming with me for a little while? See, my friend Applejack needs the orchard to look just perfect, and...
How's the critter cleaning coming?
Said Applejack, trotting up to Fluttershy.
Applejack's hooves were caked with mud, and her yellow mane was stuck to her forehead, which was slick with sweat.
Okay, said Fluttershy.
She looked down at the dirt. Applejack could tell Fluttershy was lying when she avoided eye contact.
It's going great-ish.
You know the judges won't like it if the trees aren't up to standards, Applejack said.
She looked up at a squirrel.
I just don't think it'd send the right message having a bunch of animals up there.
But these little guys aren't harming any pony, Fluttershy pleaded.
The squirrel nodded along.
It's not at all like those stubborn vampire fruit bats.
She was right about that part. The vampire bat infestation had threatened to ruin the entire harvest because the hungry suckers were devouring all the apples themselves.
Even though they didn't mean to do what they did, she made sure to add.
Applejack sighed. Fluttershy's tender heart was getting in the way again.
Have you convinced any of these critters to leave?
A couple, exclaimed Fluttershy.
She pointed her hoof over at Winona and Angel Bunny.
Our pets do not count, Fluttershy,
Applejack said. She threw her hooves into the air in exasperation.
I give up. Why don't you go see if Big Mac needs any help in the barn?
Fluttershy nodded and trotted off. Angel Bunny and a few squirrels followed the yellow pony. On her way out of the tree, one of the squirrels stopped, looked at Applejack, and stuck its tongue out.
I think I need my journal, Winona, Applejack said to her dog.
But instead of hearing a familiar bark in response, she was met with silence. Winona was in the distance, chasing after Fluttershy.